Hope it's been a safe weekend for you all on the roads this Easter long weekend as we settle in for another country drive. And my guest tonight is Southeast Queensland rural reporter for the ABC, Lydia Burton. Hi, Lydia.
G'day, PK.
So we love our milk and cheese. I mean, some of us extra, like me. I really like cheese. But we love them so much that our local dairy industry is struggling to keep up with demand. What's the story here? What's happening?
Essentially, in a nutshell, what we've seen over the last 10, 20 years is the number of dairy farmers exiting the Australian industry. So in the 80s, there was over 21,000 dairy farmers. Now there's just about 5,000 in Australia. So essentially, the supply is dropping, but also demand is growing. So once upon a time, Australia consumed about half the milk that it produced. These days, Australia produces about 9 billion litres, and that's how much, PK, you and I consume. So we're at the point where the industry is, looking at itself, saying that, cheap milk prices means that dairy farmers aren't making enough money, forcing them out of the industry, dropping the supply of milk, meaning that Australia is coming to the point where importing milk might be its only option. And dairy farmers say that every day that, we buy cheap milk is every day closer to importing that product.
So how much has the scene changed in recent years in terms of the supply and demand? I mean, has it been quite dramatic?
I guess in the last couple of years in Queensland, they say about 200 dairy farmers have exited the industry. I think that's pretty sharp. And that's, in the time that dollar a litre milk has really grown.
Lydia, I wish we had more time with you, but we don't. Can you come back?
I would love to, PK.
Excellent, because I do like going on country drives, especially with you. Lydia Burton there. She's the Southeast Queensland rural reporter for the ABC. After the news, my political panel, John Hughes.